Joining us now is Logan Needy. He's new to town. He and his wife Gretchen have a new venture coming on the food scene that I think a lot of you are going to be excited about. So it was important for us to get them here on the podcast to tell you all about the Deathless Food Truck. There's your headline. First of all, good day, sir. How are you?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us. You were telling me you guys are relatively new to town. You moved to Savannah last year. You'd been visiting. The story's been repeated so many million times. Yeah, we visited. We liked it. And we thought, yeah, maybe we'll do that. How's your landing been so far here in Savannah?
Yeah, not bad. So when we first got into town, I was working at Folklore, and then now I'm at Two Tides Crispy, and Crispy's the most fun, you know? Our kids love it here. Gretchen loves it here, and we're just ready to get this food truck up and running.
Three kids. How old are they?
Yeah, so we have Royal. He'll be 4 in September. Jubilee is 2, and then we have an 8-week-old Shia.
And the only reason why I ask is because you're about to start this new venture with three children at the ages that require arguably the most attention. How are you juggling that?
My wife is incredible. That's the only answer.
That is the best answer.
It's a lot.
It's got to be that way. So you guys been here 2/3 of a year. You're loving it so far. Where did the seed come from for this vegan food truck?
Yeah, so I'd been talking about doing a food truck for the last 10 or so years, never really had the balls to do it. And I started eating plant-based around 7-8 years ago, right after we got married. And I was cooking in all sorts of different restaurants on the West Coast where my wife is from. We moved back to the East Coast, and I was the chef of a Spanish wine bar in Gainesville. And there's one thing about a creative using your skills and talents to create with somebody else's vision in mind, but doing it for yourself and like what that fire that lives inside of you is a whole different story. And Deathless is really like the food that we've been eating at the house, or like the stuff that I've been putting together, you know, outside of work late night when I get off, and it just made me come alive. So I just really excited to bring a new kind of concept to Savannah and a vegan concept to Savannah.
What are your thoughts, and I'm going to ask for brutal honesty, what are your thoughts of our vegetarian/vegan scene?
To be honest, I think it sucks. I think we have a couple pillars in the vegan community, and I think I'm just grateful to have some options for people.
Right.
Like we talked about, I have three kids. We rarely go out to eat, and when we do, it's takeout, right?
Right.
So I haven't been to a lot of the vegan spots, like sat down for service, but I think there could be a lot more. And I hope that I'm hoping that like more vegan chefs show up and more places open up, and just so that we have a diverse culture of vegan food and options for people, you know. And I really hope Deathless kind of stirs the pot a little bit in that too.
I don't disagree with you, and anybody who knows me knows that the last thing I am is a vegetarian or a vegan. I will eat the fool out of a New York strip and everything that comes along with it. That's just my thing. Yeah. But at the same time, I stress that point from the standpoint of that I do recognize that, you know, what you just said, it isn't far off from the truth. Our vegetarian, vegan, there's a lot of places that will offer you a dish or two here in Savannah.
Right.
But on the whole, we are dramatically underserved in the vegetarian, vegan market, considering how many people we have here that are vegetarian or vegan. Is that a fair way to put it?
That's a very fair way to put it. I think a lot of so being on the other side, like being back of house, being a chef at a restaurant, like you feel that obligation to have something on the menu for those diners, but your heart's not in it. Usually it's an afterthought. Usually you pass it off to a sous to take ownership of, or it's kind of the leftover produce from that strip steak, from whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. Like, it's nice to be able to go down to a dinner with my in-laws and have an option. But at the same time, I feel like the vegan community, the vegetarian community kind of need a home base as well, you know?
I don't
that
disagree.
That place they could pull up to 2-3 nights a week and get 5-6 different options, you know?
Totally get it. I mean, you know, Brighter Day and the Sentient Bean, they are kind of OG in that department, but they're, you know, they're more early lunch, you know, to sit down and have a proper dinner that's plant-based, vegan, vegetarian, whatever the case may be. We just don't have, like you said, a home base. There's Fox and Fig, of course. We can't have this conversation without mentioning them, but if that's all we've got, then we would agree that we are morbidly underserved for the number of people who are in search of those types of diets.
Yep. There's a really cool spot. It's a woman named Denise that owns Hungry Vegan. I forget the street it's off of, but it's downtown and she's open sporadically, but she does just like good old vegan Southern cooking. Yeah. And it's really interesting and it's really, really good too.
She's over off of Lathrop, over on the other side of the viaduct by Southbound Brewing back in that area back there.
That's it.
Yeah, I've tried to stop by. They've invited me to come by and I rarely let people know when I'm coming. And a couple of times I've gone, there's nobody there. And I'm like, okay, well, So I couldn't speak on that, but, so tell us a little bit more about your food truck and, what your vision is for that.
Yeah. So Deathless, obviously the name Deathless from less death at being vegan food, kind of like exists to kind of stand against the grain of the food service industry that's really whitewashed front of house and then back of house is grimy and dirty and, you know.
Right.
I just wanted it to be a representation of our personalities and talk the way that we talk and walk the way that we walk. And we cuss and we smoke and we have tattoos, but we treat people with kindness and we love people. And, you know, we're trying to be good role models and parents. So hoping to, like, inspire our community in that way as well. And Deathless isn't afraid to say the hard thing at times or stand up for justice or whatever it takes. But on a food side, which I think is a really cool, like to mirror kind of the personality of Deathless too, where my wife and I love to travel. And that's kind of how we met, was traveling overseas. And food overseas is nothing like food in America. And if you've been out of the country, then you know that damn well.
Absolutely.
And to go to a little remote village somewhere in the third world and to have food that'll blow your damn mind and then to come back here and go to Subway is a completely different experience.
Yep.
And we traveled to a bunch of different countries and fell in love with food in a whole new way. And I thought, you know, how cool would it be to mix all these different cultures and ingredients and techniques and all these different foods together, but make it all vegan still too. So I know that there's a lot of chefs and restaurants moving into the fusion space now too, but again, in the vegan world, the vegan community is like 10 years behind everything else. So to see it happening in the vegan community too is really cool for me, is really inspiring for me too to look at. So we have spicy fried rice burrito. Anytime I go out to a Thai restaurant, I get spicy basil fried rice, right?
Yeah.
My number one thing. And so to take that, put it in a burrito with avocado, pickled vegetables, mayonnaise, French fries, make it like a California style burrito, just like food that I love, food that it sounds fun and exciting and inspiring to me, but also things I'm not seeing at any other place I can go to and grab a vegan meal, you know?
Agreed.
I can go get a burger. I can go get a salad. I can go get a, you know, whatever else, but something fun and just different, you know?
We are chatting with Logan Needy. He is putting together Savannah's first vegan food truck. It is called Deathless Food Truck. It's coming soon. We'll get into the details on when, and their pop-up on the 21st in just a second. But first, I want to put it to you so that anyone out there who might be on the fence thinking about, you know, I thought about going vegetarian, but I don't because I like to eat out and there's not a lot of options. Someone who's on the fence kind of thinking about sticking their toe in that pool, what should they look for? You know, plant-based has a reputation of being, okay, it's plant-based, but it's not exactly the most healthy food, salty, fatty, blah, blah, blah. What would you, what advice would you give someone who is thinking about going down your path?
Sure. I mean, I think two things, right? Like, you have to know yourself first and foremost. There could be a doctor or a nutritionist or a fitness coach or anybody else that could write a prescription for you or a diet for you or whatever, but you have to know yourself, right? Like, I started this journey and I just started really, really slowly and started making really, really small changes to my diet and the way that I would kind of do my life. And just felt what worked and what didn't work, you know, like nobody else can be in your skin and know how it feels. And I knew what it was like to be vegan for 2.5 years. And then I ate a burger again for the first time and feeling like absolute crap for a month. And I've never had that happen to me from eating vegetables. I've never gone on never stayed away from vegetables for a month and a half and then ate a vegetable and felt really sick, right? So I knew for me that red meat was a big trigger, and I, you know, started incorporating more and more and more. I would say that first, you have to know yourself, and two, just start really small. Start making really small changes. Maybe it's with your coffee creamer and your eggs in the morning. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it is.
Maybe it's a food truck.
Maybe it's a food truck, you know? Maybe you come to Deathless once a week instead of Slow Fire, Taryn.
Yeah. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Let's go.
Okay, so Deathless Food Truck is coming soon. Let's start with a pop-up on August 21st. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to be doing.
August 21st from 5 to 9. It'll be me and my wife out there. So come say hey, meet us, ask us questions, eat all the food. We might have a kid or two like on a leash or strapped to us or something like that, so pay no mind. So we're doing this pop-up out of the food truck that sits at the bottom of the stairs at Two Tides. They're closed on Mondays, so they're gracious enough to let us in there and do our thing. We have a spicy fried rice burrito, smoked potatoes that we smash and have like a little arugula salad on top. Birria bao buns, trying to think what else, scallion pancake dish, we have horchata, Thai tea, you can add boba to those drinks as well. We're doing like, you know, when you go to like Central American cultures and you see the street vendors with the fruit carts and
sure,
they have fresh fruit and they cut it right there and they hit it with tahini and give you, I could eat bags of that every morning. So we're going to do our little version of that as well. And, you know, we're trying to keep everything affordable so that people can actually show up and, you know, afford to try a couple of different things, or especially if they're not plant-based, right? Like, we really wanted to get this food into people and let them try new stuff. So
cool.
Just trying to have a wide range of different options and cultures represented and, you know, keep it affordable.
I like it. I like it. It's Deathless Food Truck, Monday, August 21st from 5 until 9 in the little cart at the foot of the stairs of Two Tides Brewing on 41st in between Bull and Whitaker, is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bull and Whitaker. When can we expect the truck to be on the road?
Yeah, so that's been the hardest part. And if you ask anybody that owns a food truck or is opening a food truck, you know, Savannah is a really hard place to start one. We've had a couple of leads this last week that look really promising right now. I won't say where yet, but the biggest thing is we've needed a commissary kitchen this whole time.
Right.
We're pursuing an opportunity right now. Like I said, it looks really, really hopeful. And because we already own our food truck with the menu is pretty much locked in, you know, Gretchen and I have had 8-9 months to organize and figure everything out. The last step for us was finding a place and passing inspection. So once we get through that hurdle, we'll be out there.
So you've got the truck, you've got everything ready to go. You just need the city required commissary kitchen to prep all your food.
Yeah, man, that's it. It's awesome. So wild.
Awesome. That sounds good. I would give it a couple of months and you'll get everything in order. And this fall we can expect to see Savannah's first vegan food truck. That's it's you know it it. I obviously I don't want to diminish your accomplishment in doing this, but for us, it's like this is a really big deal. As we have discussed sure. already, that that segment of our community has been underserved, and I hope to see you guys doing great things. So, Logan Needy, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to hang out with us. We'll look forward to that pop up on August 21st, and everything else you guys do down the road. I appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Take care. We'll see you soon.